Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
And happy Party Friday, everybody. Chuck Bonneval, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up. Chuck isn't here in makeup, so he'll be joining us momentarily. All kinds of stuff to talk about today, and we have the perfect person to do it today, Ash in America, Ash Epp. Ash, hey, thank you for your time on this Friday afternoon.
Sure, yeah, I'm always happy to join you guys.
So we'll be talking a little bit later about Heidi Ginnall and the fact that the establishment has suddenly discovered election integrity. Go figure. And what's going on there. But having yourself been, you know, sort of a victim, or at least they tried to make you a victim, even though you won, of lawfare, wanted to get your take on Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years in prison. And even to me, more horrendously, and I've covered so many trials and sentencing, they remanded her immediately. They took her immediately into custody. I mean, that never happened. So many things in that case, the way she was treated, never happens. Your take.
Yeah, well, it's obvious that they're making an example of Tina. The judge even said as much. It's to serve as a deterrent for Tina Peters not to ever question the government again, but also for anybody else in a position of authority that thinks, you know, they want to follow their statutory duty, ask questions. You have to remember that for Colorado County clerks, if they have questions that they cannot answer from their constituents, their first call is Matt Crane of the Colorado County Clerks Association. He's the subject matter expert for whom the clerks defer all questions around matters of integrity and in our elections. He issues them talking points. He also lobbies with 5280 for things like the Colorado Election Security Act. And so it's a very corrupt network inside of, and Matt Crane, of course, testified yesterday in the sentencing hearing about how horrible Tina has been for all of the clerks. He tried to handle her first. She has that on audio. He tried to handle her and bring her back in when he couldn't. And it comes down to the exposure. Look, Tina Peters took her images in a way that was deceptive with the Secretary of State. She didn't trust the Secretary of State and was in the process of investigating her. The judge said, you don't have the ability to investigate. You basically have to fall in line. And he was very direct. It sounded to me when the judge was reading his ruling against Tina that he was arguing on behalf of the entire institutional establishment.
Exactly.
You will trust us, Coloradans, or you will be thrown in prison.
Exactly. Well, and you outlined all the reasons to not trust them. And I think there's even more here. It's not a coincidence, I don't believe, that they throw Tina Peters in jail on this day and say all of these horrible things. That the same time when Jack Smith in the January 6th whole thing releases completely bogusly. I mean, he kind of just writes a novel of the way that he would, you know, accuse
but
Trump.
But it's not him.
Well,
so
no,
once
it,
again,
well,
I mean, he's awful.
It's the deep state, but yeah.
Well, no, it's a corrupt legal system.
Right.
The judge releases, unseals it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much more? I read some of the judge's ruling with Tina Peters. I mean, he did not speak like a judge. Well, which
no,
you'd hope
he
would
spoke
be
like
good.
An activist, for sure.
But, yes.
But it's,
yes.
It's concerning to me that they're clearly bringing up the, hey, you cannot, don't you dare question election results. And we're what, 3 weeks out, ballots mail like at the end of next week. And all of a sudden they're saying, any of you who dare to question anything that happens in the election, just so you know, you'll be going to prison.
Yeah. I mean, they absolutely will come after you with lawfare. And if they can't get you on criminal, then they'll, you know, get their buddies to drag you into civil court and thwart your efforts and use the legal process to disrupt and ruin your life because of your political positions. And because listen, corruption is the biggest problem that we have, not just in Colorado, around the country. Corruption is a cancer in our country, and it's becoming more obvious. Rasmussen reported a couple days ago a new poll, 62% of Americans, including a majority of Democrats, now believe that the elections are rigged, and that there's very possible that they're going to be rigged in November. You
exactly.
cannot compel trust, and they've lost the trust of the people. And rather than recognizing that, maybe changing course, trying to, you know, take steps, the judge had an opportunity with Tina to lower the temperature. He had an opportunity to, you know, and instead he turned it all the way up.
And that's like about remanding her into custody. I mean, like I was saying to you before we went on the air, I've covered bazillions of sentencing. So if you are convicted of first degree murder and are facing the death penalty, then yeah, you get remanded immediately into custody, right? And almost every other case, if you're out on bail, which Tina was, right, they only in the most heinous of cases.
Well, which this is.
Well, okay, criminal cases. I mean, like, you know,
which this is.
You know, killing, rape, murder, things like that, then they might take you into custody. But even then, in many cases, what they might do is just go ahead and have an immediate bail hearing, right? They might raise your bail if they think you're a fight risk. The only reason they would take her into custody, I mean, under a non-corrupt system, is if she was some sort of flight risk, which she isn't. They did that, in, like you said, to send a message to anyone on the cusp of the election. If you dare question what we are hoping we're going to be able to do to you in this 2024 election, you will go to prison. So just keep your mouth shut.
Absolutely. And what we heard from Dallas in his comments on at the sentencing hearing yesterday is that's already working. There are Colorado clerks who are looking at the system and saying, hey, some of this stuff doesn't make sense, but they're certainly not going to speak up about it because they know that what happened to Tina will happen to them.
Exactly. And if you're, and anybody who I think supports Tina, and fortunately, there are a lot of courageous people out there who are doing it, right? But I think the same thing goes for them, too. I mean, I have no doubt that they're going to, at some point, the Justice Department is going to say that this is domestic terrorism or something like that, right? And they're going to use it to open an investigation into anybody they don't like, and they can do anything they want then. I think these are very dangerous times, and I think for anybody, the media, I mean, it's just disgusting how they're all like, what Tina Peters did was, of all the things that are going on in Colorado right now, not very bad at all, right? And instead, they make her seem like she's the most vile, criminal, dangerous woman to walk the streets, you know, of Colorado in decades.
Yeah, and it's important. So the narrative that's coming out, even Jenna Griswold, right? Tina Peters has been punished for her actions to hack election machines, to subvert democracy. Tina Peters wasn't charged with hacking election machines. She was charged with essentially lying to the Secretary of State, intention to mislead a public servant. Interestingly, and this will be one to watch, in the city and county of Denver, there was an indictment unsealed on Tuesday against a woman who is in, she has custody recommendations, parental evaluations in custody. And she lied. She said she had a PhD in psychology and she does not. So she lied about being a doctor. She's been misleading courts with her evaluations of parents in custody hearings for a period of time. Her charges, the reason that I say this is interesting is because her charges are the same violations of Tina that Tina was charged with, intention to mislead public servants, influence public servants. It'll be very interesting to see how she is treated. We're talking about actually violating the rights of parents because she's engaged in fraud. That's fraud, straight up fraud.
But there is a distinction, a major distinction between these two cases.
What's that?
One's a Democrat and one's a Republican.
Well, that's why it's something to watch, because we, you know, all of us and people in our movement have been yelling that we have an asymmetrical justice system and that the Justice Department in both Colorado and nationally has been weaponized against people to the, you know, right of Bernie Sanders. And a lot of people won't hear it. You know, oh, it's just Republican talking points. You're just repeating Republican talking points. I'm not a Republican. And I absolutely believe that we have a weaponized justice system because I can see it with my own eyes and I've experienced it. So actually being able to point out exact same charge, let's look at the impact, the blast radius of the crime and see what happens. I think it's going to be
That's a good point. And I'm familiar with the case that you're talking about, too. So, yeah, we'll be following. That's a good
one. Big question is, will the sheep do anything about it? They'll have an opportunity in the next week or so, up to November 5th, to vote no on all the judges. Will they do it? Is there a campaign to do it? Is there any effort at all for the sheep to ever fight back? Ever? Ever fight back? No. You'll have all these sheep just merrily voting yes on every judge they don't know.
Just to say no to everything.
Well, no, that's unless you like the judge, unless you know it. But it's pathetic. You have a Supreme Court that rules that Trump can't. Do you ever show your displeasure? Does anyone actually go to the polls and show? No. They'll be approved 70, 80, 90%.
Well, none of them are even up for re-election.
Well, it doesn't matter. There are plenty that are.
Right.
And they'll do nothing because we are sheep.
We are not. We are not. We are
sheep.
Speak for yourself, Chuck.
No, I don't have to. You're going to vote no on all the judges?
Yes. There are not that many judges.
Are you?
Yes.
Am I? Yeah, I always do.
Yeah.
I always do. Yeah.
let me switch gears too, because this Tina thing came up. The reason I initially contacted Ash, and we've talked about this a little bit, is Heidi Ganahl, with Rocky Mountain Voice, who's formed an organization to get all of us grassroots people rowing in the right direction, which would be her direction, apparently, has recently discovered that election integrity is an issue, and how the sort of a news conference to show that, to talk about what she had found regarding the fact that voting machines might indeed be able to be accessed from outside. And she's kind of making the rounds. I mean, to their credit, I guess some people are actually talking to her. But Ash, were you stunned to discover that Colorado does not have the gold system, the gold star election system?
Yeah, this is brand new information. voting machines can connect to the internet. This is something that we heard from Jenna Griswold. Absolutely, it cannot happen. We strip those capabilities of the machines before they are put into circulation. We heard it ad nauseum during the hearings that and all of the media coverage that happened in the wake of 2020 when Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell were doing the hearings with the state legislatures. The entirety of the regime came out and said, absolutely not. Though our machines, I believe it was John Polis, the CEO of Dominion, they don't even have that capability. I don't know why people are talking about that. Now, in April of 2021, USEIP, me, Sean Smith, Dennis Haw, rest in peace, incredible, incredible man, Mr. Haw, who passed away, vaccine injury. Just last year, we gave a presentation to the Republican Study Committee with Republican legislators there telling them, hey, look at this information from their manuals showing that the machines have the capability to connect to the internet. Hey, look at this image zoomed in. Here's the modem.
Right.
Here's the inside of the machines.
From their manuals. This was their stuff. It wasn't like you were sneaking around taking pictures of things, right?
Right. And so and we were demonized for that. I had the Joint Terrorism Task Force show up at my house, 6 days after that. We've been dragged into court. We're called liars. We're called conspiracy theorists. In the wake of Tina being sentenced yesterday, I've had several people tell me, you're next. Just wait until we get you into court. I'm like, what, are you new here? We did that already.
Yeah. And I won, by the way.
Yeah. And at halftime. So I'm thrilled that people are talking about this. I am, and to Heidi Ganahl's credit, back when she was running for governor, she was asked by reporters about USCIP, and she said that we did good work. She did not disparage us. She did not deny, call us. She didn't do any of that. But it would have been great had the Republican establishment shown up with us and fought this when we could have done something about it prior to the election, because now we're 5 weeks, a little less than 5 weeks, 1 month out from the presidential election. And it's just noise. at this point.
Right.
There's nothing that we can do about it at this point. And I'm pretty stunned that the same people, and not Heidi Gunnall, but others, you know, Jeff Hunt and other people who have been basically fraud deniers for the past 3 years, are now all of a sudden, this news is breaking. It's breaking that machines connect to the internet. No, actually, it's not. We've been telling you this for years at this point, and you ignored us and called us crazy. You were silent while we were persecuted for this. And again, we won. And now everybody get outraged right before the election. It's disingenuous and it's a bit frustrating.
And I have to say, and to Heidi's credit again, I think that she had sought some information. And one of the reasons she was coming out now was that she got the information. But I absolutely agree with you. And that's what I get frustrated and frankly angry about, too. It's like, where was Jeff Hunt? Where was Mandy Connell? Where was Dan Kaplis? All these people when you guys were presenting the exact same evidence, basically. Okay. And they wouldn't even talk to you. You were dismissed. We were dismissed. We were banned from Facebook, YouTube, whatever, every time. In fact, we just recently got kicked off of Facebook again, our post taken down about election integrity, reporting on the court ruling regarding Jenna Griswold. I mean, so the censorship is real. The squashing is real. And like you said, so finally now they come out when it's way too late to do anything. And I don't, it's frustrating. And I guess there's a big part of me that wonders why? If you were to call up and say, hey, this is Action America, and I've got some information about, you know, the Colorado does not have the gold standard. Do you think Mandy Connell would book you on her show?
So we when we released the report, the canvassing report. So the reason that we were sued, of course, your audience knows this, but we did a canvassing effort after the 2020 election. In 2021, counties all over the state of Colorado decided to canvass. Groups got together. We at USCIP put together kind of some procedures and a manual training. We wanted it to be something that would be statistically relevant and for us to be able to use the data from it once we realize that people were doing this at scale. And so this effort happened. We found 8 to 11%. You can see the report on uscip.org. It's on the homepage. There's a video that goes with it. If you're not a report reading person, you can watch the video and see what we did and what we found. 8 to 11% anomalies in our voter rolls. People that are listed as having voted but didn't vote, according to their own personal testimony, people that, claim that they did vote or claim that they didn't vote, but they're listed as voting, people that don't exist, dead people, minors that are pre-registered when they get their driver's license who somehow happen to vote. We never once accused a single person. We said we have anomalies in our voter rolls. We gave that report to every investigate, anybody with the statutory authority to investigate, as well as all of the media. And it was roundly ignored. And then, a couple of days after we released the report, we were sued. And that was the narrative. That's what was picked up. We were just these horrible, intimidating people, and everybody ignored what we found. Fast forward to 2023, and Judicial Watch gets her to sign a consent decree saying that there's significant issues with voter roll hygiene. And by her, I mean Jenna Griswold. So in our trial, Deputy Secretary of State Chris Beal admitted under oath when I was cross-examining him that Eric sends non-citizens to states but does not send them the citizenship information. So it's up to them to figure out who's a citizen and who's not. And in Colorado, twice we've had a data glitch, right? A coding mismatch. A coding mismatch with the DMV database, where 30,000, 20,000, 20,000 in 2020, 30,000 in 2022, illegals got postcards from Secretary of State's office encouraging them to register to vote. Now, these are not conspiracy theories. Right. And sure, they explain them away real good. But when you take it all in totality, and you look at the totality of the circumstances surrounding our election system, there are a lot of questions that need to be asked. And the problem that we have is that anybody who asks those questions is being demonized, is being character assassinated. It's destroy that person's life and ask questions later. And what happens when we win? Quentin Young at Newsline, editor of Newsline, won an award for putting me on a list that said I'm the fifth most dangerous election denier in the state of Colorado. He published that article. It says I was going door to door interrogating people, all the things that they said in their lawsuit about me. He gets an award for that. What happens when it turns out that it's all bullshit? Excuse me. And I win my case. Crickets.
Oh yeah, exactly. Crickets. And where were, and I'll go back to, where were the establishment Republicans then to come out in favor and say, see, we told you, see, we told you. So I don't know. Do you have a theory as to all of a sudden why now, you know, when it's too late to actually do anything about it, it's
because
okay.
It's too late to do anything about it. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree. It's narrative points. And maybe it's done with the best of intention of really trying to turn out the vote, right? Let's get people angry enough that we can get them to turn out and vote Republican or whatever. But we could actually try to solve this problem.
Right.
Had we done it. And we had time. We had the resources. We had, if people had actually looked at the evidence and said, yeah, we have to do something about this and gotten together and made change about it, we could have done something about it before the 2024 election. But instead we were demonized. We persisted. Incredible hundreds, thousands of incredible activists around the state of Colorado organizing locally in their own communities and doing, you know, everything that they can to try to restore election integrity. But fighting largely Republicans fighting against, we hadn't had a chance to fight the Democrats because we're fighting Republicans.
And that's what I don't understand, why all of a sudden now, I'm just skeptical that all of a sudden Mandy Connell, rather than demonizing Heidi Gnall and saying, you sound just like Ash Epp, right, is all of a sudden inviting her on the show and they're not demonizing. So I just am skeptical and something is going on, I think, deeper underneath. And I don't for a second believe it has anything to do with actually any of the establishment Republicans being concerned about election integrity, because, they're not. So, well, and you know, one thing I'm just going to point this out too, this is sort of apropos of nothing, but the Democrats don't even try to hide it anymore. I was commenting on, you know, they wheeled that god awful elder abuse photo of Jimmy Carter being wheeled out looking like this, right? And then his son says, and he's looking forward to voting for Kamala Harris. I'm like, he can't vote for any, you know what I mean? It's like right there. It's like if Jimmy Carter votes, someone should cross that vote out, because I guarantee you that man did not look like, but they don't care. You know, they don't care. And the Republicans don't care because some of them are still making money when they lose. And, you know, and thank goodness for people like you.
You just nailed it, Julie. I've said this, I think I've written about this in Glendale, the way that this has worked in the state of Colorado for so long is that the Republicans are very happy being the minority party in the state. We raise a bunch of money, make a bunch of promises. At the end of the day, sorry, Democrats, what are we going to do? And when the people actually said, you know what, I'm kind of done with this, voters left the Republican Party in droves. We actually started to see some America First in the past 4 years, some America First kind of, you know, grip elders of the party, people like you guys and, you know, Peg Cage and others who have been like trying to fight institutional establishment for a long time. Finally had some reinforcements, right? You know, young people and others, you know, starting to get involved. And what's happened? We've been fighting the institutional establishment still. We can't ever get to the point of trying to win the hearts and minds of voters because we're fighting our own side. Right. And that's a big part. And it's not new and it's not specific only to Colorado. It's a big part of why I'm not a Republican, is because this happened when I was a Republican in Florida.
Right. No, it's true.
It's true over the world.
Yeah.
If you watch places like Austria, wherever else, the center, quote unquote, center right gets together, the socialists and the communists, to exclude populists who they call Nazis or wherever else they call them. And it's, you know, you'll never get anything but the establishment, because the establishment controls both parties and it makes every effort in the world. And, you know, right now, where's all the money coming from for the Republican candidate? It's all left wing. And it's probably impossible to break. And the only way you can break it is destroy the system, which they are doing with ranked choice voting and the jungle primaries. They will now get rid of the one entity, the party that sometimes stood up to the establishment. And they've got $8 million to run ads. And how much money is there to run against it?
Oh, they got, like, I think I saw the latest reporting was 11 million. Well, yeah, let me ask.
Well, how 11 million? How much for the opposition?
Like none.
And if you ever thought that the Independence Institute was anything but a shill for the Democratic Party. What's their position on ranked choice voting? Neutral. They're neutral.
They're neutral.
So what does that tell you? What have they been doing for 30 years? Have they ever, as the Colorado Republican Party went from dominance to absolute, you know, trash, who's been the leading, who spent more money to make sure that happened? The Independence Institute, which is run by Phil Anschutz, and now they'll give us ranked choice voting and jungle primary. You can't beat a ballot measure when one group has $11 million and the other has zero.
All of this will be moot, right? We won't need to worry about, election integrity anymore because we won't really have a vote, you know?
One of the things that's very interesting to me about the Proposition 301, ranked choice voting and jungle primaries in the state of Colorado is that the Colorado Democrat Party is opposing it as well.
Jared Polis, but not loudly.
I'm not talking about the executive.
Emily Sirota is opposed to it, right? The very progressive wing. But Jared Polis, who won his election by spending a bazillion dollars against Heidi Ginnall's like 350, right? He's in favor of it. So
Well, sure, the people that run the election systems are very in favor of it. But when you look at, if you actually look at the issues, look at the history of ranked choice voting, look at what in Alaska right now, the same time that Colorado is looking to vote it in to our systems, Alaska is trying to get rid of it. It is a system that prioritizes dark money. It makes it so that you can have a general election that's a single party game. Right. And that's the point. So I do think, I'm less. I think we can make change without the dark money. We did in USCIP, right? We coordinated the activists in the state of Colorado without ever raising a dime because the issue and the stakes were so high. I think that is.
But what did you accomplish?
Well, you got sued.
You got sued.
We won after we got sued.
We won the lawsuit,
which we're now going to the 10th Circuit. And once we win in the 10th Circuit, we're going to enshrine the expansive reading of 11B as null and void into the law as binding precedent for the 10th Circuit.
They'll make it 11D1. They'll make it.
That's Congress rewriting the Voting Rights Act.
Well, we have nothing. We never. All your efforts are tremendous, and I really admire you for it. But the system, the 10th Circuit, the district courts, the whole system is rotten from all the way through. And you'll never be able to do anything about it because everything is against
Challenge accepted. Chuck.
Exactly.
I'm not going to quit. Look, everybody told me to settle my case because there's no way you can win in front of a Biden appointed judge. There's absolutely no way. It's all rotten. You should just make this thing go away. No, I'm going to continue to fight this, and I'm going to fight it all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary.
What Supreme Court? They're going to get rid of that next.
But here, this is from Barney. You love this. You're a tough little shit, he says.
You're a tough little shit.
No, and Ash, I agree with you too. I mean, Chuck is being Chuck. It's like,
yeah, you're
Chuck.
Dooming. You're dooming out on us, Chuck. Right. You got to knock that off.
I am dooming out on you.
Spit out the black pill, man.
I watched that Tina Peters sentencing, and I said, this is the greatest injustice. By
set her up to have her jury verdict overturned, though.
Yeah,
that was so biased. There's so much judicial error just in that little rant he went on, and even he knows it because in his remarks he's like, "You know what? I'm at peace with every decision I've made in this case."
Yeah,
like,
every oven I lit to kill it, aid the Holocaust, I'm happy with.
Oh, Chuck, that's a Nazi dog whistle. We can't say that. Next thing you know, you'll be saying 1488 pillowcase.
That's right. It's a 1488 deal.
Hey, listen, Ash, don't you ever give up.
I'll tell you that. And don't, you're doing a great job.
And thank you for your show. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah,
thank
we appreciate it.
Anytime. I love you guys.
All right.
Okay, take care.
See you later.
We have so many comments here from Charlene Agree. She's young and spirited and hopefully only encouragement. That's right. You go, girl. Thank you, Ash, from Sandra and Dr. Donna. Thank you. So, Ash, don't listen to Chuck.
Chuck says don't listen to Chuck.
Even Chuck says don't listen to Chuck. Who knows what happened to Tina Peters thing on appeal? But here's the thing. In the meantime, Tina Peters is in jail. Today
she's going to be in jail for a long time.
She's going to be in jail for a long time, and you know, they're talking that I saw on Signal, they're trying to set up ways to put money in the commissary for her and things like that. I mean, that's the reality of her life. And I think Ash is absolutely right. They did that and the cusp of the election to make sure that no one even questions it.
Right.
Right. That none of the county clerks say, hey, wait a minute. Right. That none of the pesky citizens. And I'm not so sure. It's interesting that it's being driven nationally. I mean, there's like a lot of national people, Julie Kelly, that Viva Fry, Jack Posobiec, a lot of people are paying attention to the Tina Peterson and just how awful that judge was. So it's interesting that it's getting national attention, but it's also getting national attention on the other side too, right? So they want to make sure Colorado, I don't think, is a state that the Democrats are particularly worried about. But if you're in, well, that's what FEMA's doing. If you're in Georgia, Tennessee, or North Carolina, you know, they want to make sure that you're too busy trying to clean out your flooded home.
And, voting places. What do you know about voting?
There's going to be a national emergency, and they're going to say, hey, we'll just cast your ballots for you, right?
It'll be all
and it's like, and for FEMA to say, well, we ran out of money. Well, it's so ridiculous. First, FEMA said, well, we ran out of money because we've been giving it all to illegal immigrants.
Right.
And then the press, White House press secretary says, no, we haven't. And then someone was pointing out right on the FEMA website. It's here's what we're spending money on illegal immigrants.
Don't listen to that.
But I think that's a hoax too, right? And if you think the Democrats, this is what I believe, if you think the you'd say, oh, the Democrats, no, they wouldn't let those poor people suffer down there, right? That wouldn't let politics interfere. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, of course they would. I think it's not an accident or a coincidence or incompetence. It's not an accident, coincidence, or incompetence that there have been two assassination attempts against Trump. Oh, and by the way, now we have to delay the trial on the one guy, right? Because it's complex. Okay, what's that mean? Nor is it incompetence or coincidence or just bad luck that FEMA can't get anything done in these red states.
Well, DeSantis said, you know, never count on FEMA. They never do. They're a bank you can get some money out of, but other than that, they're totally incompetent. Unlike, let's say, the Secret Service.
Yeah.
or that your FBI. I mean, it's just amazing.
And I think, you know, so the people of Appalachia are saying, you know, we don't need you. This is from Dr. Donna. The older we get, the longer 9 years becomes. That's true. The closer on the way to the other side of downhill life, 9 years sucks up a lot of the remaining years, the older we are. Yeah, and they're going to, Kamala's going to give him $750 per family. And then they said, well, she didn't say that. Then they played a soundbite where she said, we'll give you $750.
Yeah, but that was doctored with.
Oh, that
was. It was taken out of context. And she misspoke.
Yeah,
she meant to say, "I'm from a small Midwest. I'm from a small Midwestern town in Nebraska, 400 people."
Right.
So we've all learned now. You know, you're caught in a lie. You say, "Oh, you lied about this." You go, "I'm from a small town in the United States." And,
yeah. No, I think it's not an accident at all that they aren't able. It's incompetence, yes, but I think it's, you know, the willful incompetence.
Oh, really? I mean, unlike the border where
exactly.
They're working hard down there.
So the whole Tina Peterson, yeah, I think it's, and if people want to, well, we, I know you guys, there were so many great comments there, but we didn't get a chance when we were talking to Ash. Like you said, I didn't listen to the whole sentencing, but portions of it.
Oh, it's
disgusting what that judge did. I mean, so let's keep in mind what Tina Peters did basically is she called up the Secretary of State and said, look, I want to try to capture and preserve some of these, the information, I guess, right, for lack of a better way to put it. And so that's her attempt to influence. She was asking them and she asked him too many times after they told her no. And she was just doing her job. The judge, of course, didn't let her argue that at all, right? She didn't, I mean, they make it sound like she hacked the system. She didn't do any of those things. And the judge said she's one of the most, dangerous persons to walk the streets.
Most defiant.
The most, and of course she's defiant.
Really?
It's like.
Really?
I mean, she told us months ago, years ago, that the defiance is what they're trying to crush here, right?
Yes,
because
yes.
They told her that if she would just quit talking about this, if she would just drop it.
They'd drop everything.
They'd drop all the criminal charges against her, right? And she said no. So she's been defiant all along. And that's what they need to crush, is anyone who's defiant. And the censorship, like I said, we use the words election integrity in a Facebook post, and Facebook banned the post. They took the post down because they said it violated their community standards. Now, what do they know? Why? You know what I mean?
Because it's, their communities. Well, but they hate.
And this is under the kinder, gentler Mark Zuckerberg, who says he's not going to be involved in politics, right?
Well, you know, he's a man from the Midwest, small town in Nebraska, 400 people.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Let's see. This is from. Let's see, from Leah, if you buy free range organic eggs and organic field grade meat, whatever that is, the price tag goes up to $1,000. That's right. And from Charlene, Kamala's Indian mother raised her two daughters like black women after she divorced her white Jamaican husband of English descent. Go figure. And so from Leah. So I guess walking the plank is not legal in Colorado. Otherwise, Tina would have been sentenced to that. Yeah, exactly. Well, and in any other case, somebody without a criminal history, I mean, she would have gotten some sort of probation, community service, whatever, right? I mean, we see, even Judge Brockler was tweeting this, you know, you see some people with rape convictions, you see people with killing people convictions, right? Murder convictions get less time than Tina Peters, right? This is a sentence that's totally designed to punish Tina Peters and to send a message to all the rest of us, right?
Yes,
that
no question about
we
it.
Can come after you too, right? Like Ash said, Homeland Security, you know, shows up at, you know, the Joint Terrorism Task Force shows up at her house, you know, and they can jump at anybody's house. And as we've said, and we've had people explain this on the show, all they have to do is launch an investigation. And all of a sudden, they can access all kinds of stuff. They can investigate who you talk to. They don't ever have to wrap the investigation up. They don't have to ever conclude anything, nor do they ever even have to charge you. That's just pesky, because then they have to prove everything, right? They can just look like they're doing to Mike Lindell, right? He's been under investigation for 4 years now, right? And the same thing with the guy who the attempted to assassinate Trump, right? All of a sudden, that's become a complex case. It's like, really? What's so complex about it,
right?
Yeah. And why don't you throw some resources at that? So they don't want to release any of that before the election. So you listen to it. What did you think?
There was, we can't use the N-word Nazi, but there was a famous judge in Germany that used to excoriate all the people they were going to hang. And boy, he came real close to that guy, real close to that guy. That type of, you know, just attacking the quote unquote defendants. You know, they're supposed to be provide justice, make sure that both sides get to put their best case. And I mean, he was revolting. And the fact that we allow it, and the rhinos celebrated, Jimmy Sangenberg thought it was great. He was dancing on the grave. So it's hard to know who to hate more, rhinos or Democrats.
Hate them both equally. There's plenty of hate. Just like they say, there's plenty of room for love. There's plenty of room. There's plenty
of room for hate. Yeah.
There's plenty of room to hate. Oh, speaking of rhinos, it's kind of interesting. So if you guys haven't seen, go to rhinowatchco.com and you will see a list of all the traitor rhinos who attended Todd Watkins' fake.
And were for punishing Tina Peters and against Trump, although they said otherwise.
Right. Yeah, these are Trump haters. That's right. These are MAGA Trump haters, right? But and who voted to oust Dave. And there is wailing and gnashing of teeth in Rhino Land today. I can tell you that. People are mad that their names
are
being exposed. And I think, and I'm hearing some people are surprised, let's say, to find out at some of the people who were on that list.
Yes, yes.
There are people who I think have been protected.
No, if your wife, you're not too sure about her, check that list.
If she's
cheating on you, check that list.
Said that she was going to the spa, but instead she was going to Todd Watkins' meeting.
Yeah, so, with her lover.
No.
Women know. They're going to cheat on the party. They'll cheat on your spouse.
And then from Barney, how about Liz? Oh, we have a great, I'm assuming you're talking about Liz Cheney. And as somebody pointed out, Liz Cheney didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party kicked her out. So that brings me up. I grabbed this soundbite because I just thought it was fun. Donald Trump is asked about Liz Cheney campaigning with Kamala Harris. Thomas, if we could please play the Donald Trump soundbite.
The campaign trail today with Liz Cheney. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Liz Cheney lost for Congress. She was terrible. Liz Cheney is a stupid war hawk. All she wants to do is shoot missiles at people. I really think it hurts. I think, frankly, if Kamala, I think they hurt each other. I think they're so bad, both of them.
Like a stupid war hog.
But Breitbart said it. She's a war pig.
War pig.
I like it.
Liz pig better.
Yeah. Liz Cheney war pig. Anyone know some more war pigs? Well, they're on that list.
That's right. So, yeah, check out the RhinoWatchCO.com list. And I think there are more lists being put together, too. And a Patriot list.
We got to have it. It can't just be war pigs.
That's
yeah,
right. But I love that.
Rhino war pigs.
Liz Cheney is a war pig. All she wants to do is shoot missiles at people, which is true. That's the thing about Trump. What he says, it resonates because it's true. That's why they need the, from Charlene, that's why we need the term rhino to identify the Liz Cheney's
war pigs.
And Dr. Don, I think she's talking about the plank pools are too shallow if they resort to that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I missed some of the comments. We've had so many today. The other thing I kind of want to talk about a little bit more, and you touch on it with Ash, is again one of the beautiful things about what's going on in the country right now, and which is why there is hope, at least a little
and
bit of
love
hope, and love and hate,
charity,
and plenty of room for hate. But is that things are being exposed, right? The coup attempt against Dave Williams, which was crushed in the end, and the judge threw it all out, and I anticipate the other side is going to weasel its way back into the slimy hole they crawled out from, and just complete and utter defeat. That's my prediction. And soon, because there's not going to be a trial. The judge has made it clear he does not want to have a trial. They already lost, they being the rhinos and the coosters. But it reveals who's who, right? We're able to see now, and you look at this list, and I know, for instance, I was surprised in Adams County, the number of people in Adams County, go to the meetings and they pretend to be neutral.
Right.
They pretend to be nice.
Yeah.
They stab you in the back.
Right.
Why don't they think they can get away with it?
We ought to get that from Rhino Watch and go over the Adams County traders.
Barney say about, listen to our war pigs. But the Independence Institute was
war pigs.
War pigs revealed its true colors. I mean, there for somebody, an organization like the Independence Institute, which pretends to back conservative causes, right? And John Caldera, to be neutral on ranked choice voting.
But how can you be neutral? You can be for it or you can't be against it. To be neutral is to be a war pig.
It is to be a war pig because you're neutral because the big money donors who want to have ranked choice voting so that they can control everything, but they want to pretend to be Republicans, right? So they don't want to say I'm for ranked choice voting, but they don't want to be opposed to it because they're afraid it might not pass. So they're neutral because the big money donors like Filiatutes tell them to be neutral because they're like, hey, look, this ranked choice voting, this is how we, the billionaires, are going to control the elections anymore.
Yes.
Heck with the Democrats. I mean, sadly, how on earth would you even figure out election integrity with ranked choice voting and the algorithms? I mean, you couldn't.
Believe in hope.
Believe in hate.
Believe in hate.
There wouldn't even be any discussion about hand counting the ballots. You couldn't, right? I mean, it's physically impossible.
Well, mathematically, you could, you know, take a couple months, but you'd get there.
Right. And the algorithms, it's just, you know, let's see, what do we got? Oh, it's from Sandra. Good. We truly need hope, especially today. A beer doesn't sound too bad either, LOL. Yeah, that's true. From Barney, only Corona for me, Sandra. I know it's a sissy beer, no queer beer ever. Mm-hmm. And then Sandra, from the list, I was also surprised about the number of Weld County on the list. Again, all the conservative counties that have been turned to the Democrats can, you know, GTA.
The thing about Weld County is they have the best hiding rhinos. If you listen to like the Weld County commissioners and some of the other ones, they talk a great. You would think they would
until they trash.
Weld County is a total rhino county,
right?
And the women of Weld County is just an awful organization, total rhino. You know, we always have the women, the Republican women of Weld, are holding a debate. We'll have Jimmy Sangenberger do the moderating.
Who can participate is Barb Kirkmeyer.
Yeah, so. Only Barb. Yeah, lovely Barb Kirkmeyer. Another war pig.
Who wants to get rid of caucuses? And I think it's
well, they're going to get rid of them. Not to worry.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to worry.
And I hope you guys don't get tired of us in the next couple of weeks talking about ranked choice voting a lot. But I think there's
why
so much
it's
education.
$11 million against us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah, we'll carry the day. We'll carry the day.
And they make it sound so kumbaya, and it's not. It's
well,
not.
It's the rich people's one. Unless you got $1 million or $1 million behind you, you're not going to get name recognition.
Well, and that's why it's interesting that an organization like the Independence Institute, which could get involved in education, which could get involved in spending.
They're for ranked choice voting.
But they're for it. The only, you are not neutral in this. You're either against it or you're for it. And if you're neutral, that means you're for it, but you just don't want to admit it. Right? I mean, you're not. You can't be neutral. It's such, it would fundamentally change elections in Colorado. Well, it would be as when we had Barb Stutzmeyer on. She said the party literally would be over, right? So you can't be neutral. It'd be like, are you neutral? I don't
on
know.
The Holocaust.
You're
not for it. You're not against it. You're neutral.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's another Nazi dog whistle. We're gonna get banned. We're gonna get banned by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Okay, you're for Indian massacres, or you're not against Indian massacres, or you're neutral. I mean, just disgusting.
That's right. Let's see. From Barney, ranchers and farmers tend to be flaming libs. They love the welfare. There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Dr. Donna, women usually get crazy with tequila. Dr. Donna, tequila. Yeah, I don't. I have a scar on my forehead from a college incident involving tequila. So
college incident. Yeah. Why don't you tell her? We got a couple minutes.
The problem is I don't recall portions of it. That's a problem. That's where there's a scar. I have some kind of physical, at least it wasn't a tattoo, right?
Yeah, that's right. On your butt.
A scar that just covered up my hair. Could have been worse.
I get that tattoo on my butt.
So I'm going to do tequila. I don't do tequila. It's like bad memories.
Bad just so recently math memories that you can't. We're going to have to do an investigative report. Call back to your sorority at the time.
Before digital and social media. So fortunately, it's buried. And I will deny it.
I will deny it. You are a
tequila
middle-class woman from Nebraska.
One other thing, too, before we close out. I think it is great. So Trump is going to go back to Butler, Ohio, and hold the rally.
With Elon Musk.
With Elon Musk.
Boy.
I think Elon Musk, kind of like Vivek Ramaswamy, I mean, I think there is a Tulsi Gabbard, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There, it's Trump is putting J.D. Vance, who now everybody loves. The worst thing they can say about J.D. Vance is he wore eyeliner. Doesn't that make him a trans, what is it, a metasexual guy? I mean, isn't that? I mean, you would think they'd be.
Made his blue eyes pop out.
You'd think they'd be happy that J.D. Vance is wearing eyeliner if he was wearing eyeliner. But at any rate, I think it's cool that Trump is going back to the Butler High. What do you think?
Which one?
Trump.
The eyeliner?
Yeah, well, either way.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's going back. I think it's wow. I mean, and I'm sure that, you know, they're going to cover the AGR building. Yes, they are. You can guarantee.
There'll be a little drone there.
Yeah, the drone there.
See, they're reading the little drone manuals now. All right, so here, let's see, from Barney, Julie beat somebody up on tequila. No, I think a ladder and a building were involved. Other than that, it's hazy.
Are we talking about the AGR building?
Yeah? Really. From Sandra says it's champagne for her, a big no-no. Leo says no jungle juice. And then Charlene says, Chuck looks like he has eyeliner on today. Yeah.
I do. Can you see my eyes pop out? Yes, you can.
He took a tip from J.D. Vance.
J.D. and I are... But I said, how'd you get the eyes to pop out, JD? He said, yeah, get the eyeliner in there and your eyes will pop out.
Your eyes will pop out.
I have to try that. What was the eye thing he did where he had his head down and shot up his eyes? You know, his head was tilted and he said broke the fourth plane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, he kind of looked at, can you believe this idiot is saying that?
Oh, well, he was just a knucklehead. Hey, listen, that's going to wrap it up for us on... Monday,
we'll have some war pigs on.
We'll have some war pigs. I know on Monday in Jefferson County, there's been an ongoing lawsuit filed by the Americans, the Alliance Defending Freedom, because the school, they're suing the school district for letting kids who, this is middle school, who claim to be girls who are actually boys sleep with the girls on the field trips. And there's some outdoor ed trips coming up. And so the lawsuit is going through, but they've asked the court to issue an injunction to tell Jeffco to stop.
If you want
the
boys, do you get to designate the girls you'd like to say? I have a great friend. What's her name? She's got a great build, and I'll be willing to sleep with her.
No, I mean, it's outrageous that Jeffco is doing that. But we'll have them on Monday. Otherwise, it's time for Party Friday. No tequila,
Party Friday.
No champagne for Sandra.
No tattoos, no scars on the top of your forehead on Monday morning.
That's right. We'll see everybody then. Have a great weekend.
Take care.